Our scripture this morning is from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, story of the healing of blind Bartimaeus. Hear the word of God. They came to Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. Today, as is our tradition here at Wildwood Presbyterian Church, once in the fall on Loyalty Sunday, we hear from members of our congregation about their faith journey, what their faith, their church mean to them. And today we're privileged to have Lee Picars and Laura Pamai and Greg Wright to share something of their faith journey with us that will hopefully encourage us all to reflect on the ways the grace of God has been at work in our own lives. So pray with me. So Lord, send your spirit now upon us all as we hear the words of those who are speaking to you from the heart about you and about their faith journey. We pray in our Savior's name. Amen.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Lee Picars. I've been attending Wildwood Presbyterian Church for the last 16 years. I'm married to Wendy, and I have two daughters, Alyssa, 15, and Becca, 11. I have lived in Grays Lake for about 20 years, and I'm a CPA and a healthcare consultant with Deloitte in Chicago. When I was asked to speak about my faith and my church means to me, many fun and great memories came to mind. I probably need to start at the beginning. I grew up in Des Plaines with my older sister and my parents. We were Catholic, but did not attend church very often or almost never. My father was very involved in church as a child, being an altar boy, but something happened, and as a young adult, he did not attend church. I never really got to understand why he left the church, as he died when I was 19 years old. I attended the local Catholic church down my alley with two friends of mine, but I never really felt connected. So going back about 16 years, my wife Wendy says to me she'd like for us to find a church. We were expecting a child, and she found this great church on the other side of Gage's Lake that she really liked. I was happy that she found a church for me to check out. Remember telling her it would be great, it's great, I'd go, but I did not want to get involved because I thought it would just ruin the experience and the reason of why I should attend church. I wanted to go to church on Sunday because I wanted to, not because I had to. To explain why I felt that way, I was very involved in other activities that I enjoy. I was a member of the Des Plaines Optimist Club. I was their youngest president at 20 and probably brought the average age of the club, probably just below 65. I was also an active reserve in the Lake County Sheriff's Department. So here I am 16 years later and very involved in the church and have never regretted getting involved. I have taught Sunday school. I was an elder for 6 years, serving five of those on stewardship and mission and one on property and finance. I was fortunate enough to be on the church committee for this new church committee and lead one of our capital campaigns. I also reenlisted recently as a personnel elder for the last 2 years. And usually personnel is kind of a dull committee, and we really do want that. But we have had some, the last few years, we had a lot of fun with bringing Greg Dana, Lori Leiter, and Carrie Allen and Jill Paulson on the staff. Again, all I have to say, it has been a gift to me to have been involved here at Wildwood Presbyterian Church. To think that Florence Knight and Dorothy Harkins and others helped WPC be what it is today, I am so happy that I had a small role in being a part of this building, but we all did. I have to say that working on this new church and our capital campaign has been one of the most, if not the most fulfilling team projects I have ever been a part of, and I have been on many. This church is filled with intelligent, energetic Christians, of which many of you I can call my friends. And if we haven't met, I apologize and hope we meet sometime soon. So faith, I am on a faith journey. Even though I was 29 years old when I started, I feel like I've been growing up here at Wildwood Presbyterian Church. I have learned a great deal about my faith and my relationship with God, and I'm still learning. And I'm thankful to Greg and Kathy, but I'm also very thankful and grateful to many of you for helping light that path on my faith journey. I would like to believe I always have been a person of faith, but I'm not sure I actually understood what I was saying. I try to be an honest person and lead a good life by being active in the community, but I believe there's a whole lot more I needed to know about my own faith and what my real purpose was. I'm not saying I have it all figured out, and I'm still not as much in the dark, though, as I was 20 years ago. I've learned so much about what this church means to me, and I have many of you to thank for that. I have seen many caring people volunteer at PADS here on every Tuesday night, treat the homeless with compassion and grace, even at times when their efforts might not be appreciated. I have seen members of our church give so much of themselves to others through meals, raking leaves, having conversation, and there have been numerous mission trips, both adult and children, to places and for people who really need that help. I've learned many of the Bible stories through teaching kids in Sunday school, and I have enjoyed that. I remember a Monday afternoon back when this church building was expecting a shipment of all the cabinets for the church. This particular Monday was no school for the kids. The truck driver was considerably late, and when he arrived at the church, it was obvious he was already frustrated. He was greeted by a large group of men and women of all ages, and an even larger group of young adults. It was obvious that he was not happy with this crew that greeted him and did not keep that thought to himself. He did have a semi full of cabinets. He was behind the schedule, and the group that was there to assist him probably didn't resemble what he normally expected of a group to unload a semi-truck. With some great direction by many and Laura Vlaming, the truck was unloaded efficiently in about 45 minutes. At least that's how I remember it. So the truck driver was amazed, and I think many of us were also amazed, but he stepped on the back of the truck and apologized to all of us for his behavior, and that he was truly amazed at how well this group had unloaded this truck. And I think this is how this church works. I've also learned so much from my wife, Wendy, from being part of her journey and being part of her life. My kids have also taught me a lot about my faith. They have taught me even how one small gift or a good deed can make a difference in this world to others. Wendy works as a dietitian at Vista Health in Waukegan. She has worked at this hospital since she graduated college. As our kids got older, on some school holidays or Saturdays, she would bring them to the hospital, and they would usually draw in her office, where she would take the pictures that they drew around to patients. Many of these pictures Alyssa and Becca would draw, she would give them to the patients that she felt were in need and would help brighten up their day. The year was 2008, and my daughter, Becca, had finished drawing and coloring a picture of a koala bear. Wendy was visiting a very depressed patient who we'll call Mr. Lang on one of her floors. Mr. Lang was 79 years old and had just suffered a stroke that had left him partially disabled. What we did not know was that Mr. Lang was an artist that loved to draw his own pictures, as well as build hundreds and hundreds of ships and bottles that he made completely on his own. Mr. Lang thought his life was over. But with the compassion of the nurses at the hospital and the beautiful original picture given to him by a little 7-year-old girl, something was ignited. Mr. Lang left the hospital to go home to his wife, where he started building equipment in his basement that would help him continue his love of painting despite his disability as a result of his stroke. This picture, he went on to make this lovely picture, which he gave back to my daughter, showing the appreciation. This is a replica of the picture that she drew for him, for how this simple hand-drawn picture given him by a 7-year-old girl impacted his will to live. But this has taught me that even the smallest of gestures or gifts that we can bear have a rippling effect on changing someone else's life. I truly believe why Wendy and I try to be good role models for them. This church has shown our daughters and us what God wants us to do for this to be a better place. My kids have expressed interest in one day helping with pads or working on Habitat for Humanity. I sometimes think they are much further along in that journey than I give them credit for. This year has been a difficult one for our family. In the last 3 months, we have lost Wendy's sister, Betty, to cancer. A good friend of mine suddenly died, and a cancer my mother had 10 years ago has returned. Like my daughter's pictures, your caring notes, words of support, conversation, and hugs have been greatly appreciated. When I come to this church, I feel I have walked into my parents' kitchen where my mom still lives today. There's a comforting feeling that you get, even at 45, when you go home and sit in the place where you ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and did my homework, and had great conversations with my family. I get that feeling when I come through the doors of this place. Like the pictures my daughter drew for that patient, you provide those pictures for my family when we need it. And there continues our faith journey together. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Laura Pamai, and it is quite an honor to be asked to share with you what my faith and my church mean to me. And I find that difficult to put into words, so I've added some visuals to help convey my thoughts more clearly this morning. First, what does my faith mean to me? Well, like most Presbyterians, I'm pretty quiet about my faith. I do not go knocking on doors to discuss my faith or push it on others. And that's just me, and that's my perception of our church. To me, my faith means believing in God's love and his good works. My faith grows as I look for and find meaning from inspirational stories from the Bible. And when I seek answers from the Bible, like when I wonder about God's power, I know right where to go. This is a page from my youth Bible called The Way, if anyone of you are old enough to know about that particular version of the Bible. It's kind of cool, and I still have it, and I still reference it. I find my faith grows through music I hear, whether it's from children playing in a piano recital or from the coffee houses that we hold here, and many other places I choose to listen for the word of God in my life. Like Sandy Grivette playing flute at our wedding. And how sweet that sound. My faith grows when I see we here at the church welcome all people at the Lord's table. Even if you aren't members here, you're welcomed here. His work in nature inspires my faith. And it is my faith that helps me through those rough times. And there were some rough times. And it's my faith that brings me in times of struggle. It gives me peace in times of my struggle, and I feel out of control. So the other question we had to answer was, what does my church mean to me? Well, it's kind of weird that sometimes those children's stories that you all do always coincide with the sermon, and I just was like, wow, that's just so weird. That's about like what I was going to say. it means to me, well, I've been going to this church since October of 1993, so 19 years now, and it has meant to me all the people that have touched my life and given me examples on how God wants us to live through fellowship and acts of kindness. And I got married here, and my children were baptized here. This is a photo of my daughter Jennifer. She was baptized at age 13 here. I've shared both happiness and sadness at this church. And I feel at home, just like Lee Picard said, I feel at home here, kind of like at the kitchen. I can feel at home here, being happy and sad here. This is a picture of happiness. This is little Amy Bostrom when her and her dad came to our house after the twins were delivered. And sadness. And when I almost lost my daughter, Jennifer, in a car accident, that was a really sad time. But the church, which is the people, they were there for us with meals, visits to the hospital, and encouragement. This church taught me that God doesn't give us bad things to deal with. He doesn't give us that stuff to deal with. But he helps us through these rough times, and so do all of you. And it's awesome. I think church is family, and I have found so many people here that give themselves freely to help others. And it catches on, just like, you know, Lee's initial intention was, you know, I'm just going to come here. I'll just come here first, and I'll just see what it's like. And then it happens to you, seems like, overnight. You become involved. So there's some people listed up there, Dave and Sue Murphy, the Floods, who took us under their wings. Carol was Jennifer's faith partner. And, you know, Harold's got all kinds of talent he's given to this church. Sandra Gravett with her endless talent in music and direction, and Lisa Thompson, who dealt with me after I worked work night shifts, and we did vacation Bible school together. I think she floated me on that when I was really tired. You know, Adam Brill hangs these huge banners up here, and, you know, there's the coffee house concerts, the people who do the dishes, the people who vacuum the floor. These are all quiet grace that our family does here, our church family, and it's awesome. So church is, to me, the Christmas pageant, the angel choir, the extra care, the meal deliveries, the rides to and from church for those who need it. It's awesome here. So to me, this church is not just a building. It's getting words to live by each week. It's receiving food for thought to become a better person in thought and deed. So thank you for listening to my story about my faith and what this church means to me.
Good morning. I'm Greg Wright, possibly the shortest of the Gregs. But it is great to be part of an organization with so many Gregs around. After a long and careful reflection on the faith journey that brought me here today, I think that I can truthfully say that it's all my wife Candy's fault. I'd been rolling along quite happily, another lapsed Catholic, living the happy life. I said my prayers, went to church when we visited my family on the holidays, and generally tried to live a good life. Then we moved to Wildwood at the end of 1988, and Presbyterian Candy decided that since we were putting down roots, we needed to find a church home. I'm sure that I smiled and agreed, yes, dear. After all, I worked most weekends back then. So Candy went exploring on her weekends off and soon came to visit Wildwood Church. I'll never forget how she described that first visit, that first encounter. "It's like Mayberry," she said. Now, we were children of the 60s, and Andy Griffith's fictional town was a very positive image for us. She talked about how welcome she felt, how friendly all of the members were. There were two gentlemen in particular who greeted her, asked her questions to get to know her a little better, told her about Wildwood Church. It seems now like she probably met the entire fellowship committee on that first visit. That evangelism hit squad of Smokey Spears, Ken Grease, Bob Leiter, and Dale Gilmore. Well, when I made my first visit, I was also greeted by this hit squad, this tag team. And before I had taken too many steps into the old narthex, they knew my name, they knew a lot about me, they told me a few things about Wildwood Church, and I was already sucking on a peppermint, courtesy of Ken. When we decided to join Wildwood Church, this fine group also led our inquirers class. From the very beginning, we were drawn to this church and its wonderful people. It became our place to recharge our spirits and our batteries, our own place where everybody knows your name. We always felt at home with all of you. Baby Stephen came along soon, and then Carly, too. I can remember how warmly everyone treated us, how kind they were to Candy. I remember Steve Morby as a teenager working in the nursery, playing with Stephen. And Linda Nelson, cooing and talking to Stephen almost every Sunday when I was at church. She had something nice to say about him, pinch his cheeks. I can remember Carly finishing a bottle one Sunday just as Pastor Kathy walked about to our pew during Joys and Concerns, microphone in hand, and Carly decided it was time for a rather bodacious burp. One of the things that I'll always enjoy and treasure about this church is the way that it values and loves even its smallest members. As the kids grew, Wildwood Church became ever more a center of our lives and activities. We started going to Sunday school. When Stephen wanted to join the Cub Scouts, it was our church friends that we found at the membership rally and joined PAC 672 here at Wildwood Church. We were back here on weeknights for Taekwondo lessons up in the gym at the old church, space that we shared with the Wildwood Park District. Candy attended a mom's circle, even back then, a mom's circle led by Pastor Kathy. And we went to loud, noisy, bodacious, outrageous pack meetings in the basement of the old church. There were Sunday outings for the kids with Kathy Gilmore and friends in the Wild Kids. Then came confirmation classes with Pastor Greg, where both kids grew light years in their own faith and truly enjoyed the process. Carly's confirmation was especially memorable here in the fellowship hall at the new church. The sanctuary wasn't quite ready, but we had arrived. I can't say enough about the youth activities that neither of our kids would ever miss. Gene Foley bravely led the middle school group when both of our kids were in there. Steve Morby was there again in the high school youth group with Greg Bell when our Stephen started. And later on, dear Nicole Farley, who the kids adored, took the reins of the high school group. Carly truly enjoyed her time under Andrew Mott's leadership, and I think is still under Brownie's watchful eye via long distance and Facebook. Papa Brill, we can't thank enough for his weekly high school, Sunday school classes. He takes the scripture message and faith to our kids every week in ways that truly reach them. Greg Bosserman, Greg Dana, and all the mission trip leaders have shown our children the value of service, fellowship, and the importance of loving and valuing one another. If your own children haven't reached that age yet, don't let them miss that opportunity. Be prepared, though, when they return, they'll be joined at the hip with their fellow mission trippers for about a week or two afterwards. Don't worry, the trips are life-changing for them. And if you look closely, I believe you can see God in their eyes. So yes, we have two wonderful young adults in our family, and every one of you helped to raise them. They have a profound sense of belonging to this church family and to the family of God. You've helped to raise Candy and me, too, providing with support and opportunities for service. Whenever we had a need, you all were there. Our kids have been cared for by some very special folks from this church when we went to work our jobs. Years ago, it was a friend here at the church who helped us sell our home and buy a new one. When we told Pastor Greg about that happy event, he wanted to know when the moving day was, and when the truck pulled up, there was Pastor Greg to help us move in. I was in Florida one sad day when two planes crashed together over Candy's hospital in Zion, landed on the top. A very frightening day, and I was way far away. But when Candy came home, Pam Peters, Midge, and Sharon Gutierrez were there, right there when she got there, to help the kids, to comfort her. And the Lanois family was there to help her to run a Cub Scout den meeting at our house while I was gone in my place. As to service, this congregation has shown me its value and given me many opportunities. I've been a Sunday school teacher, deacon and elder by marriage, and valued every minute of it. Even in that background role, I've learned so much about our faith and about this organization. I've seen many God moments in the difficult scenes of PADS night in the early hours of this church. As a lead in your Boy Scout troop, I haven't been fortunate enough to go on many of our high adventure trips, but I've been to many mountaintop. When a new scout lights up his first fire, cooks his first meal, or later when he becomes a leader on camping trips or leads his own Eagle Scout project. Yes, this faith journey has brought me here today. I've shared that experience with each of you as we raise my family and yours, given service to our youth and our community. The things that I value most here are the sense of faith, community, and belonging that I feel. I hope all of you share. It's a feeling that comes to me here in this church, out in the outdoors when I'm with our scouts. I started out thinking this was all Candy's fault, but truly it's because of each of you. I've seen God and heard this message through you.
Thank you to each one of you for sharing your faith journey. And you may remember that at the close of that scripture lesson we read where Bartimaeus receives his sight, and then it says, and then he followed Jesus on the way, like the title of your book. So we thank each of you for sharing this, your journey and how you've been part of the way. So, and let all God's people say,